Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. They don't call it March Makes Sense, right? They call it March Madness already. Jay, the important thing is we won.
Oh, we? Did you pick Duke in your bracket?
I did.
All the way to where?
All the way to win the whole thing, brother.
I don't like that.
That's
yeah,
right.
I don't like it.
By the way, that was the Westwood
I don't like
One
choosing my team.
NCAA Radio Network. That takes a lot of nerve. I always hated Duke until we started working together. Now I root for them for you.
I don't.
And
that
now this is how I get treated.
Can't help you.
Well, because you went to a school with you know actual sports programs.
No, I can't. But I just don't like Duke. I like Jay, but the rest. I like Grant Hill personally and J.J. Redick personally.
Right.
But the Duke, just wearing that sweatshirt, you almost made me cuss just now.
Why?
Because look at that. I'm just like,
it's a great
Duke
sweatshirt. It's perfect.
I don't know why, man.
Pops off the page.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I was worried
last night, man. I mean, I was worried. I've known Paul Mills, the head coach, Oral Roberts for a very long time. He used to be an assistant over at Baylor. Obviously, they have dudes that can actually go, but yeah, they didn't score their first bucket until the 12-minute mark.
I mean, they won by 75 points.
I mean, the first they didn't score their first bucket until the 12-minute mark. I mean, our defense has been on top of it. So we actually look like a team that should be there when it's all said and done. We'll see.
So maybe you're in cruise control now.
And you're never in cruise control in March Madness, man.
So with the upsets, by the way, because, you know, favorites went 11-5 outright. You know, we had some big upsets, though. Look. 1.4% of brackets. So the perfect bracket count is now at 1.4% of brackets had Princeton, Penn State, and Furman all advancing, right? That's fewer, you know, one out of whatever, 75. Perfect bracket count altogether out of, what do we have, about 20 million brackets?
Mm-hmm. We had 20 million yesterday by the end of our show.
658 perfect brackets out of 20 million.
There you go, the first day.
0.003% of brackets. It's unreal. This is the kind of, but like this randomness is injected into any kind of sports championship tournament when you have a one and done.
It's, I mean, there's randomness definitely on the Princeton side. Like Arizona had some bad losses throughout the course of the season that I question, but I did not have them losing to Princeton. UVA, on the other hand, against Furman was one of those games where you're like, because UVA's pace of play is extremely slow. Sometimes offensively they get stuck. And, like, you know, like I hate it for Kia Clark, but I got to say, like, that's just – it was a bonehead play, man. It was like the first thing you learn in basketball as a guard, right, is, hey, whenever you're going against a full court press, Kia Clark's like – it feels like he's been in college for 20 years. He won a championship in 2019, and he made a critical pass against Purdue to lead them to the Final Four. He's made great plays. But when you catch the ball off an inbounds pass, you turn your face, you don't run towards the corners. Like, it's the first thing they teach you. The sideline and the baseline are extra defenders. So for a guy who's a senior in this game, you don't put your head down at 5'8 and just drill the ball towards the corner, then lob a pass over the top. I'm sitting there watching the game. It's like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do that. And then Furman, man, like, they got the steal, come down, boom, hit a three. That's how quick it's over.
Key, how much do you think he had on that game? The way he's talking.
I'm sure he had a little bit of chipper somewhere laying around. I mean, I'm sure. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I didn't listen. Yates was
I always know how much Jay has on a game, like what level it is based on the level of vitriol.
Yesterday, the game was won.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, yesterday we had Dickie V on, and I asked him the question about who could get popped in the 64. And the reason I asked him that is I was hoping to get back in and say, you know, Arizona could go down to Princeton. You know, Jay likes to, you know, play around a little bit with the gambling scene, just have a little fun. And every time I think, like, oh, yeah, I think Princeton going to beat them or somebody's going to beat them, and I don't never go and bet nothing. So imagine if I did that. What if I told you, though, Jay, oh, Princeton going to beat them? How much should I put down on it? Probably could have won some money, man. Don't make any sense.
I don't know how to call it, man. All I do know is off the UVA loss last night, and we'll give Princeton their love because they deserve it with Mitch Henderson. Like, he actually played their head coach. he played three decades ago for Pete Carroll when they upset UCLA as a top seed. So it's they have a lot of love for their program. They play well. But, like, the UVA thing is interesting to me, Max, because Tony Bennett won a championship in 2019,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you look at the overall body of work, like the 2018 loss, like to UMBC, was like the 16 seed beating a 1 seed. It was horrible, right? Then you look at 2020, playing game. They didn't do well. 2021, lost in the first round to Ohio. 2022, NIT. 2023, lost in the first round to Furman. It's like the championship gives them a lot of leeway, and Tony Bennett has won like six ACC championships. There's been dominance in the ACC conference. But when you actually look at the body of work in the tournament, other than the chip, it's been miserable. It's been painfully dreadful. Like, without the chip, like, you're wondering if Tony Bennett has a job. You know,
man, now, the chip go a long way.
It
goes a long way.
It's a lot of cats. And you know, it's a lot of cats in the NCAA basketball got one chip, and they've been rolling for 50 years, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not questioning Tony Bennett's job at all, because Tony Bennett is one of the best coaches in the game of basketball, and UVA is lucky to have him. But when you just look through the prism of tournament success and you see it, you're like, that's not good.
But see, having gone to Duke and played for Coach K and been a great player yourself and a champion, it, you know, to rack up tournament wins, it's nuts. It's not an easy thing to do. It's much harder, I think, than guys who, like you, who played at that level and went to Duke realize that, like, no one's ever to win five chips tournament style is almost impossible.
Yeah,
it's
but I'm not comparing that to Coach K, but I am saying, you know,
no, like when you win a chip, you make you advance. I mean, well, you do better.
Most of the time,
tournament.
When you're number one seeds, yeah. You're typically going to the Sweet 16. Like, you might lose in the Sweet 16 to Elite 8, right? But, like, you're not going down to a 16 seed. Like, you're not going down to a 15 seed in the first round.
You got to pull out those tough teams.
Like, look, we had number one seeds yesterday win in cruise control.
Tennessee outlasted. I passed out before the end of that game. But Tennessee outlasted. That was a tough. I didn't know they were going to win that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the best players hurt. But
yeah, right. Yeah. Sure. But I'm just saying, like, you got to figure out a way to win those
games. Houston, too. Marcus Sasser, right? Like, he came out of the game with a groin injury, like, that they knew, like, that's a big loss for a team.
Yeah, 100%. What's your biggest takeaway of that you've seen so far, Jay?
UVA.
That's the big one.
That's the massive one for me. I mean, it's also, though, like, Princeton's a great example of this, key, and this is how things are so different than when I feel like we used to play, like, 15, 20 years ago. We would come out during warm-ups sometimes.
Get off my line.
Right? Exactly. Warm-ups, myself, Boozer, Dunleavy, and you would see that 16 seed, and they would be looking at you like, damn, we're going against these dudes? Like, that's blah, blah, blah. That's blah, blah, blah. We would have guys try to talk to us during, like, shoot-around before the game. Like, so what was it like going against this guy? What was it like going – and, like, in your head, you know that, okay, we're about to beat these guys by 40. We're going to beat these guys by 35. Like, the game's already over before the game started. Princeton during warm-ups last night was looking at Arizona saying, we think we can beat these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, in the first 6 minutes, they're in the game thinking, yo, we belong on the court.
Mitch Henderson is Princeton's head men's basketball coach, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Listen to this.
Those wins are so hard, and, you know, you need a special group. We have that. Coach Carrillo would be so proud of these guys. You know, Arizona – when we were watching them, as I started to watch, I was like, how in the world are we going to be in this game? And I thought we really needed to be really tough in transition, not give them second chance opportunities. And then we had to take care of the ball. And I just thought we played so tough right down the stretch. And, you know, then the crowd gets into the game and just so special. And I'm so proud of the team.
Yeah, so they were acting that way, but Coach was doing a good job hiding what he was really thinking, apparently.
I mean, if I had told you that Princeton was going to beat Arizona, who was one of those dominant teams in college basketball, shooting 4 of 25 from the three-point line, would you believe me?
No.
Like, no way. And they out-rebounded Arizona. Arizona has twin towers on their team.
Sometimes you underestimate your opponent, and you look at him and you go, Princeton, smart guys, let's keep it moving. That's what you say, though, right, Jay? They look at them, they like, oh, they're undersized. They're slow. They don't look right. We getting ready to pop them. How many dudes on Princeton team was recruited by Arizona? None. Not one guy, probably. have ever got a letter from Arizona.
When you were at Duke, how many times, like, what was the closest early round game that you were playing that had you sweating it out? Do you remember? Were there any?
I think maybe playing against Missouri, mm-hmm. my sophomore year. I think we won. We still won by double digits.
Yeah, see, you guys dominant.
Yeah, we won by double, but it was like a close game.
What did you have any thoughts? Like, did you sense the crowds rooting for the underdog? Did you worry? Oh my God, nah, if we lose this game,
I'm the wrong person to ask this question to, mm-hmm. because we were always number one seed going into tournament my 3 years in a row.
Sorry.
So we always played our regional game in like it was a home court advantage,
right?
Like Greensboro, yeah. Charlotte.
But what about just the pressure being the number one seed, being Duke? You win all the champ, and you know. Okay, so you wound up winning by double digits. You are the wrong person to ask this. At any point, did you feel like, damn, we can't be loose? Like, he would talk about a ball up in the air. He's all alone. He's thinking that's a long time for that ball to come down. Can't miss that ball, right?
No.
So never. You never felt that way?
No. We always looked at it like the tournament, there's a TV timeout every 4 minutes, right? So you learn, okay, throughout the course of the first half, you're playing these increments of 5 4-minute games. So we would chart each 4 minute game, right? So our goal was, hey, at the end of each 4 minutes, like we have to be up 4 or 5 points in these 4 minutes. We have to get these amount of stops. So we never looked at it as one game is complete.
One
entirety.
Step at a time.
It's like these little games. So if you try to win all these games, it accumulates. It adds up.
Meantime.
You're ready, Jay.
I'm locked in, man.
No, you're ready for that Georgetown hookup.
Yeah.
I can. You sound
phase
like
one
a coach.
Works, Jay. Now hey, you got to enact
what was phase one.
You guys, to get you
I just need you to know. It's 4 minute games here. We got to win each 4 minutes. There's five of them in the TV timeouts. Okay,
go.
If we come out on top, we'll be okay here. Just understand the set. That's what you sound
so
like.
You got to make your voice hoarser because you know he'd be yelling and hollering all games by then.
That's
his voice would be shot.
You ready, Jay? I'm telling you, man. Get that thing.
Hey, meantime, you know, the pros are still playing and Embiid is playing out of his mind. He looked like he wants that MVP to me. Are the Sixers, meantime, what about the chip? Are they the Bucks' biggest challenge in the East, KJM?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Oh, we will get to this topic, Jay. Don't worry, at some point today, because
I'm hot about it, though. I know we're going to talk about the league, but I think I'm way more hot on this one.
All right, well, let me just say this, Jay, real quick.
What I would say, though, is there are a lot of pros
mm-hmm.
that if you drop them on a 16 seed, it's going to go far.
I'm talking about the superstar stars, though, too.
Let me tell people what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So during the commercial break, I teased, you know, we were going to talk about MVP in the NBA right now, the fact that Embiid and Jokic – now Embiid is actually the favorite now, as it should be, and Jokic is second. Giannis is third. Maybe Giannis should be second. Jokic should be third. And we're going to talk about, you know, 76ers. Are they the biggest challenge to the Bucks? And we will talk about that. But what – Key and Jay are referring to right now is during the commercial break, someone asked.
I put it on the text chain.
Yeah, you
yesterday.
Put on the text chain yesterday, but you brought it up during the commercial break. If you put Giannis on a 16 seed, would they chip up?
So Northern Kentucky, Texas A&M Christian, these are the 16 seeds, Fairleigh Dickinson and Howard. So Howard lost by 30 to Kansas. No, Houston barely beat Northern Kentucky, but they won by 11. And then Alabama won by 20 against Texas A&M.
Giannis is a lot.
But
Giannis
I understand. But I understand when you got, you know how it is, Jay. You got experience, full grown, 8 years in the NBA. You know, it's just a
man bones, man. Stronger than these kids. Yeah,
it's just different.
I might believe if you put Giannis on the 16 seed, they can win a
chip. He changes everything at both ends of the floor for
the most. Well, him in particular, he's the most unstoppable force in the game of basketball.
Right.
Like, so if he was in college, just imagine.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
But then Yates said something wild.
Well, then Yates said, "You put any NBA player on the 16th."
Well, I don't think he meant any. I don't think.
Well, ask him. He right here.
I don't think he meant any NBA player. He's talking about the top.
You know what he meant?
No. It's not.
He meant what I meant. But if we're gonna say any NBA player, I want people to name me the player and the team that they finna play on. We ain't just gonna say a bunch of grown men gonna go into the tournament and not win. We're talking about adults in the NBA who are grown-ups, 25-plus dudes, yo.
But there are guys in the tournament going to be in the league next year, Yates, who aren't going to be great.
Name me five of them dudes, then, that aren't on the Arizonas and the good teams that you may or may not have watched.
Well, that's a good point. They're on the reason those teams are good is because they have guys who are going to the league.
Evan
right?
Fournier. Put Evan Fournier on the 16 seed.
He'd make them a lot better.
He'd make them a lot better, but I'm not going to say they're going to go to it.
Automatically, no.
But, I have watched Jimmy Fredette lead teams deep in the tournament, too. So, it's about getting hot at the right time. I hear it does inevitably change any conversation that you have around a 16 seed. You're looking at any 16 seed with a current
alive
NBA player.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that's...
But, no, there are guys in the NBA sitting at the end of the bench you can't say that about. Come on. Who are there for a very specific reason, right? Like...
Who?
You make me look at a roster, Jay.
Look at a roster,
Jay.
But they're
thin. I'm Max, though, man. We can't go to the back of the roster, though,
right.
Max.
This is what I'm saying.
You can't go to the back of the roster.
Right. Fine. You want to eliminate those guys? Now we can start talking. Let's eliminate the back of NBA roster.
Yeah, when you start talking about the top dudes, it's clearly Kevin Durant's going to take a team and win a chip, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably,
KD, there's nothing you can do with.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Emmanuel quickly.
Quickly make gives him he a makes, puncher's
he
chance.
He makes it live.
Gives him a puncher's chance.
He makes people live.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying you.
They also
chip.
Might get knocked out in the first or second round.
But as a 16 seed, you got Emmanuel quickly on your team.
Yeah.
Okay, you
feel pretty good.
I wonder what the odds would be against the number one seed.
Yeah,
with Emmanuel quickly on your team.
Yeah,
you're gonna look at it a little bit like they have a legit chance to win this one.
Yeah,
so if they have a legit chance to be the one seed. They definitely have a legit chance to be any other seed.
As long as we tweak it, you want to say. NBA starter. You want to say NBA rotation piece. Any NBA rotation piece makes someone live? Okay. That's very different than saying anyone in the NBA you chip up.
But what's live? But what's live, though?
Live meaning what Jay said, like heading into any game, you go, oh, that they could beat him.
Of course. I could take the dude on the back end of the bench and do that. If that's different, I could take a dude on the back end of the bench and be like, oh, they're live. They might beat him. We just watched Princeton beat Arizona.
Right.
But that was
I'm not talking about a two. I'm talking about like a 5-12. It gives them at least a 5-12 puncher's chance against anyone, right?
And I don't know how many dudes from Princeton is going to have an opportunity versus guys from Arizona to sniff the NBA.
Guys.
But that's this
what if
version,
you put Embiid
this,
or Jokic?
This version of college basketball is so much more watered down, right, because of the transfer portal. Because of conference realignment, you have a lot of teams that are older teams that have been playing together for longer periods of time. And now with the saturation of the marketplace, you got overtime elite, you got the G League, you got kids going overseas straight from high school.
Yeah, watered
down. It's not like one and done is the way to go. Like you're even seeing that with Cal now. Cal, next year for Kentucky, they're going to have a squad. They have number one recruiting class. And it feels like that goes back to like
feel like
Carl
they
D.
had
Towns,
the number one recruiting class the last 10 years.
No. The squad. No, with
I know.
Wagner and company is different.
But it just
coming up.
It's like it just feels that way. Like they always got the number one recruiting class.
But it's not about one and dones anymore as much.
Who are the players? Yeah, that's why like when a mid major type school pops up, it's because they have guys who maybe some of them
Loyola,
could be
Chicago, right?
Rotation pieces eventually, but they got two or three or four of those guys who stuck around, right, as opposed to just in and out. But who are the players in the NBA where you say you drop them on a 16 seed and immediately you think they can win the whole thing?
Just go through – I mean, go through
– Yeah. Like well, immediately you go, they're the favorites.
I'll go through every team in the NBA. Jason Tatum for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he'd make a 16 – would he make a 16 a favorite?
Yes.
Might make it damn near close.
He'd make it close. Okay, good enough.
He'd make it close. I'm going through every team. I'm going through literally every team. Brooklyn, that's like, how about Mikal Bridges?
Bridges is good, better, and better than people realize.
Bridges can go.
Yep.
All right? I mean, Jalen Brunson won a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Joel Embiid, that's not even a question.
Right.
Go through the – you pick somebody off Toronto Raptors. Who you like off Toronto Raptors?
You know, Siakam, let's
say. There you go. Yeah. Pascal Siakam. The Jokic, fine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yates says no to Jokic. It's the one guy in the NBA he says he can't.
Anthony Edwards.
Can't lead a team to a championship, huh?
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minnesota. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes.
Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
Okay? But Zach LaVine.
Do they make the 16s the favorite?
You tell me.
I think some of those guys actually make them the favorite.
If you put KD on a team, they're probably the favorite. If you're a 16 and if you have a chance to beat a number one seed, that makes you a favorite to potentially win the whole thing.
Yeah, if you have a chance. But saying, do they have a 50-50 chance or better?
If you got Zach LaVine on your team?
I'm asking you. Yes. You're the expert.
Yeah, I mean, but you're the expert, too. You sit up here and talk about all sports all day long.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is one dynamic player, a grown man NBA star turning a 16 seed into a favorite. So you're on those powerhouse Duke teams. I know it's a little different now, but you got a 116 in college, a pro is different. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm saying, but who is so you're thinking we're playing this team. They're sorry. They're the 16 seed. Now you're going to drop this player.
I'm dropping Darius Garland into Northern Kentucky.
And you're like, damn.
But when you drop Darius Garland into Northern Kentucky, though, Jay, you got to remember one of the things is these lower seeded teams aren't one and dones. They've been there for a minute. They got some growth with them, some maturity with them. And when you drop him in there, with that experience, and then he has his experience, and the tournament is a guards tournament, right?
I mean, exactly, that's
what, so that team probably elevates immediately with him.
That's what I'm saying, Max.
People want to talk about this. I thought we were getting ready to have a nice MVP conversation, but college basketball is in the air. It is March after all.
It was the first.
Jay did his thing, won man. Yesterday.
Jay did his thing, and he twisted
I'm just
and
saying,
turned
you see
it.
Twisted, right?
Don't drop the bag and fumble it. You know.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, KJM.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, you have struck a nerve. You struck a chord.
Mm-hmm.
You have your finger on the pulse
of the people.
You're not only understanding the zeitgeist, you're creating it.
Put Dame Lillard on a 16 seed. Mm-hmm. They will be the favorite.
The favorite?
Number one seed. Yes.
See,
16 seeds are usually older teams.
The way I
think. Teams that have been together for like 2, 3, 4 years. And they win their conference. Like, there's a reason why they're there.
Who do you have to drop from the NBA? Is it anyone? Is it a star? Is it a rotation piece? To turn a 16 seed into a favorite. The way I conceive of this, I think of LeBron James, who is the guy who I think by himself. No, wait. Hold on. LeBron James is the guy in the NBA who by himself could get you closer to a championship than anyone else. He took an 07 Cavs team to a finals, had no business in the playoffs, right? So what I'm saying is, to make this claim, I think what you have to think about is this NBA player dropped on a 16 seed compared to the rest of college like LeBron James was compared to the rest of the NBA back then? You see what I'm saying?
No, because I think that's such an extreme gap. I don't think the gap needs to be that wide for a player to be dominant.
He didn't win the title. He just got there.
That's the NBA is the elite of the elite, though, Max. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is the gap between LeBron and the NBA.
I think you could put Patrick Beverley
on
a 16 seed, and he may not give you 50 points, but he's going to lock down the other team's best player. And the way he leads, I think they have a legit chance to win that game.
I'm not saying I didn't express myself clearly. I'm not saying that that you need LeBron James. I'm saying, is Patrick Beverley in college today the equivalent of LeBron James in the NBA in, say, 07? You see what I mean? Because that's what you need. If you're going to say it turns a 16 seed into a 1, then you need a guy who's that much better than everybody else.
It's just hard.
Whenever
you use the name LeBron Patrick James, Beverly, I would say Patrick.
Is like
Patrick
LeBron Beverly was to the league back better. Then? Okay. All right.
Patrick Beverly is that much better than a high majority of the college basketball players that's getting ready to enter into the NBA.
Is he LeBron?
Like Marcus Sasser for Houston? Have you seen him play, Max? Yep. I would take Patrick Beverley over him.
Okay, but I see what you're saying.
He's the best player on a number one seed.
Because, in other words, LeBron wasn't three times as good as the second best player. I understand.
Point.
I get it. Freddie in Chicago. You're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Good morning.
What up, Freddie?
Good morning. It's great to see all of you great Irishmen wearing green today. And, of course, he's wearing his Mickey Mouse T-shirt during this Mickey Mouse conversation because Jay is the expert. Hey, Jay, by the way, skip that mid-level Hoya job and take Mike Bray's job in South Bend. That would be the job for you.
Chicago,
back to your home. It's all good.
Real quick,
I think since you guys morphed from a conversation of MVP to this conversation, I think the answer is the same guy, Joel Embiid. Oh. Because one thing, you guys have been talking about great athletes in the NBA, but I think you got to parse it. It's going to be a dominant big man that changes the game. Most of these teams don't have a dominant big man. So can you imagine Embiid or the Greek or Jokic on any of those teams? I don't think the best point guard, is going to make as much of a difference as a big man who dominates the paint and crushes.
But we all agree with that, Freddie. Hold on, Freddie. We all agree with that.
The only guy that can go against any of those guys is that big Purdue
Freddie,
guy.
We all agree with that. What we're saying is, yes, obviously, right? But how far down do you go where you still say, yup, that guy gets it done? Like Embiid for sure, right? Does anyone disagree with that, with this Freddie's point about Embiid?
No, I disagree with Freddie in everything because he's an Irish fan. So everything. He still thinks Notre Dame going to win 12 national championships in a day.
Yeah,
Ron Paulus is going to win 4 Heismans.
Freddie, but how far do you go down before you say, I don't know about that guy winning a chip? Like if you drop that parachute,
guy. I'll throw out a wild card here. How about James Harden? You know, this point in his career, would he be a difference maker? Probably not. I don't know.
Yes, he would.
James Harden averaging 11 assists a game.
Yes.
What? James Harden can still drop 50. Yeah, this is what I need people
Harden
to understand.
Come on.
This is what I need people to understand. We have pickup summer games sometimes, right? Like they do it a lot out here in New York with Chris Brickley, who's like a world-renowned trainer. Black Ops, he does it with Carmelo Anthony. And you have college dudes that come up that are considered like, oh, he's a top 20, who get roasted by guys like James Harden, who get roasted by guys. I'll give you another one. Josh Hart destroys people.
Yeah, Josh Hart's a good little player.
Who are dudes? No, but see, you say little player. Josh Hart is a grown-ass man to college
players. Yeah, but you know what that
Josh
means,
Josh Hart
Jay.
Would strap your little knees up, Max.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
But it's funny. Like you say, oh, he's a good little player.
He is
player.
A good
like,
little player.
Nah,
in
he's
the
a
NBA.
Grown man player.
But in the NBA.
He makes he's a making a difference
Max,
for the Knicks right
you
now.
This is where – this is where – non-professional athletes get themselves
in trouble.
Caught in a twist.
There you go, Key.
Max, you got to listen, man. Josh Hart may be a good little player to you, and not because we all know that your athletic ability versus his is, you know, we're not even going to have that conversation.
Yeah, of course, he's a world-class athlete.
But when you talk about his maturity level and understanding of the game, versus a college kid, even if the college kid is the top
so
dude
different, man.
Going, yes. it's so a whole other world.
But you're misunderstanding.
That's in what Jay NBA, trying to tell you.
Yes, in the NBA, he's a good little player. In college or for the rest of the world, he'd kill the game. I understand. But my point in saying he's a good little player is even he's not an all-star, it's right? Just, he's a nice rotation piece. But
a nice rotation piece in the
NBA is a superstar anywhere else. I get that.
But it's funny, though. Like, a nice rotation piece sounds way different than he's a good little player. That sounds very condescending.
You know really? How many? But you know how many players are playing? So. You know how many players are playing in this tournament this year? Forget the seeds. In this tournament, there's going to be a nice rotational player.
Yeah,
there's not. There is. You know, there's not. Everybody's. What you're going to have one or two guys that may turn out to be
not
Jason
per
Tatum.
Team. No, not per
not,
team.
No, not no, per team. Not, I'm no. talking about. I'm talking about. Total that's playing in this tournament, you may have one or two guys that get a chance to sniff at an opportunity to be a Jason Tatum type.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, a Tatum
everybody
type. Yeah.
Everybody else is just
how many Josh Harts do you think are in the tournament right now? A guy who winds up being as good as Josh Hart, who's a nice little player, Jay. How many? How many?
Jay, I mean, don't even want to answer you.
I don't know, man. Josh Hart was a fine. It was a hard find, man. Like I can't answer that.
You know what? Let's not even go to Josh question. Hart. Here you go, yeah. Kyle Kuzma. How many of them you think would just be a Kyle Kuzma?
And the reason
who went to a small school, you're gonna get guys that get drafted high. That doesn't mean they're gonna turn into a Kyle Kuzma gets $100 million contract.
Exactly.
You know, like. I think Grady Dick is a good player that plays for Kansas. Is he going to be Kyle Kuzma? I don't know.
Right.
Well, I was still wondering if Brandon Miller is going to really stand out at that level.
But to your point earlier, one of the reasons Kuzma has had a good career is because he developed in college. He didn't just jump right there, right? He developed into a nice, polished player, like by pro standards. And then it took him a while in the pros to get to this level.
He's a $100 million guy, yeah, man.
He still came out a little raw from college, but.
But
once again, like where you get drafted to and what that development team is matters.
He was raw for an NBA player, right? But of course, they're all raw for NBA players. But he wasn't this one and done. Oh my God, really? Who's not raw for an NBA player?
What do you mean by raw? Like people that come
out of
college? Kuzma
is the kind of guy who's not going to, oh my God, that's the most athletic guy I ever saw. But because he stuck around in college, he came with a more polished game than a lot of
kids. Kuz was a solid offensive player his first couple years.
Yeah.
That's what the Lakers were trying to do with him. Let him fill it up.
Yeah.
Let him score points. Then he developed into an all-around player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brady in Indiana. You're on KJM.
Good morning, fellas. An honor to join you this morning, Jay.
What up, Brady?
It's even better to listen to you now, being a UNC fan, than watching you torch me back in the day. It's much better to listen to you than watch. Let's just put it that way. Your most recent comparison is Ja. Ja couldn't even get his team that far. But you got a couple questions you got to answer. Isn't your boy Kay or Roy or Bill Self going to scheme against this guy? And if you're going to drop him on, is this like a free agent draft where you just pick him up the day the tournament starts and drop
That's
him
a good
on?
Question.
Or are they with him the whole season?
We have to figure that out. What are we saying? Are we saying we just pluck him? Jay, you're the one who posed the question. Are we plucking him out of, you know, his team and just dropping him onto the team right before the tournament? Does he get to play the whole season with the team?
Sure. Give him six practices with the team.
Six practices? That's it?
Give him six practices.
And then as far as scheming go, that is not going to matter anyway. They've seen all those schemes. They're vets.
Yeah,
they done seen everything.
The
they done seen it all.
So going back to Brady's point, nobody's talking about Ja Morant in college, right? We're talking about Ja Morant right now. For the Memphis Grizzlies.
The point is how much
that
better they get in the pros.
Drop him with six practices. And, Bill Self, I've had other great Hall of Fame coaches scheme against me. Good luck.
Yeah, but when Kobe Bryant was 18 and he skipped college.
And that was me in college.
That was one thing. When Kobe Bryant was 22, that was something
that
very different.
Talk that talk to it, man. Talk that talk, Jay.
I'm just saying, you can scheme all you want.
Jay. Go on, Jay, right here, man. Go on, pop. Talk that talk, man. Give it to him, baby. Let him know where you come from.
Real or not real?
Jay say, I done had Hall of Fame coaches scheme against me. I mean,
good luck.
You know, I got two trophies. Two-time player of the year. Real or not real? Current NBA players that could lead a 16 seed to an NCAA championship.
Talk that talk.
To a win.
I've been around
Cut UK down the nets.
Past 2 years.
ESPN
now.
Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're playing Real or Not Real. Current NBA players could lead a 16 seed to an NCAA championship win if you just parachuted them onto the team, Jay says, with six practices.
So we just did audible, right?
Oh, yeah,
we
audible that.
Okay, because I'm looking at the rundown. Okay,
no. We audibled out of this thing a long time ago, Key.
Well, you need to call a check, man, because you didn't say anything. I did
say something, as a matter of fact. I said we were going to talk MVP, but we're doing this. All right. Pat Costello, come in here and do this.
Yes, sir. All right, Max, we're going to start with one that's close to your heart. Current NBA player, could they lead a 16 to a national championship win? Andre Iguodala.
I want Iguodala.
Andre Iguodala, like right now?
Right now, Iguodala. No.
Yeah, no. It's a little bit. He's not a little real. Long in the tooth. Yeah, not real.
He's like 50.
A little long in the tooth.
But that was for Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, not real.
Yeah, not real.
Not real.
Blake Griffin.
No. Not real.
I was told that every NBA
in college,
player.
He's, you know.
He'd be a lot. He's still a grown man. Blake Griffin is still giving people buckets.
Yeah, but he barely could move, Jay.
He got the Lonzo Ball knees. I can't.
Blake is an interesting one.
They might be able to win a game or two. But that's about it.
Why are you talking about guys who are like towards the end of their career?
Because they're making it interesting. Yates said anyone who can even say the word NBA would do it.
These guys are like star players, and you're saying that they can't.
Well,
like,
they were once a star player.
Yeah, they were jumping over Kia's back in 79.
When's the last time you seen Blake really play, Max?
2 years ago. Yeah.
All right.
But he's pretty good.
Max still thinking about the slam dunk contest. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He jumped over a car, as I recall. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Draymond Green.
Yo, I'll say this, though. He might make it close. He might, because he'll do crazy stuff now.
They came up with great names.
Jay.
I know.
Not real.
Yeah, not real.
You don't want to do Draymond like that, but not real, man. Because he doesn't give you a –
he can't shoot the ball well enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, he don't give you enough.
He can think the game. He can pass the ball. He can play defense on all these different
positions.
All
of that. Around him, though.
But them dudes got to be able to score.
Can't shoot.
You
need some guy that could be like a prolific scorer.
Oh, no. Draymond be a lot, though.
He'd be a lot, but enough to get to a chip.
I love Draymond in the NBA. Let's just leave it at that.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Where are you? Hold on. I want to know where Yates is on Draymond. Come on, Yates. You said anyone in the NBA.
I'm going, man.
Yeah.
Now you're just talking. You're just trying to cover yourself up.
Say it with your chest.
I'll joke aside, Max. We'll go Sweet 16 with Draymond.
that's realistic.
Yeah, you might win one or two.
Here's my thing, though. Don't forget, Sweet 16. Guys, just being honest. If you're saying the team getting to the Sweet 16, they're beating a number one seed. We're dropping them on the 16 seed. Yeah, but if you beat a number one seed, these one seeds are channeled to win the whole thing. So
Jay, this is current NBA players who could lead a 16 team to a championship win, not to the Sweet 16.
To a win.
Yeah, I understand that. Did you hear my point, Pat, or no? Were you too busy thinking about what you were going to say?
Derrick Rose.
There you go.
They're coming up with great names.
Derrick Rose, all right. Derrick Rose still go. I mean, is he healthy, though? He feel all right? Like, I got no injuries?
No injuries. Just current D-Rose.
No injuries, current D-Rose?
Maybe able to go. I'm going to say real. I think D-Rose can still go.
Yeah.
I think he can still go, but enough to win it all, though, Jay. Think about it.
Yeah, to
win it all. You won it. You've been there twice. You know how hard it was to get there and win it. And you was the number one seed and the number two pick in the draft.
It's not that he couldn't do it. I don't know if I'd make him the favorite to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
These are okay. All right. Nah.
John Wall.
John Wall can still go.
Yes. I'd say it's real.
I would say yes, real.
Yeah, I'd say it's real.
Yeah, it's like a better version of D-Rose at this point, right?
D-Rose still nice, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying John Wall or D-Rose right now.
D-Rose has been playing for Tibbs, playing defensive
I get it, but
slides during the summer for 30 years. He really like 70.
He aged him.
Yeah, he aged him real quick.
He was already fragile, but he aged him. But he played very well. He's played well.
All right, speed it up.
All right, this all started with Giannis, so we'll go to a different Antetokounmpo. Thanasis.
Man, leave Thanasi alone, man. No.
Did you just give him a nickname?
No.
Thanasi?
Thanasi is how you actually say his real name.
Okay.
Gotcha.
FY. I got you.
Jay put you
okay,
up
Max, you didn't correct him. Okay, good. Not real.
I didn't know. not real.
Not real.
All right, last one, Patrick Beverley.
I like P-Bev. I think P-Bev so caused a lot of havoc.
Everyone was talking real cocky about anyone. You could even look at anyone whoever even thought about the yes
like that.
And now as soon as they give you names, there's not one
that's
yes.
That's not everyone. That's not everyone.
No. I was sitting here saying, guys.
I told you no way the back end of the roster.
Right, you did say that.
Yeah.
You did say that. But then when I brought up what about a rotation piece and blah,
that's
blah, blah.
That's a rotation piece.
Okay, but I'm just saying – we brought it like so
Blake Griffin is not a
Beverly.
Rotation piece.
Patrick Beverley is.
Yes, and I say yes. Blake Griffin is not really a rotation piece.
Patrick Beverley? Going to turn a 16 seed into a national champion right now.
No, not real.
I think he has a chance.
He has a not chance real, is different than saying you make him
look,
a favorite to
look,
do it.
Look, Jay, think about it. The same thing you said about Draymond, got to have some stuff around him. Got to have the right stuff around him. You think about the 16 seed, though.
I just think that Pat can score in college, though.
If you put Pat and Draymond on a team.
Y'all forget about Pat at Arkansas. Y'all forget about Pat overseas, yo. Pat,
no, I'm not saying
I'm not trying to tell y'all Pat from Chicago was dropping 40-50 on cats. Defensive player, and Pat can still hoop and score.
Yeah, against regular humans.
That's what I'm saying. Against college kids, 40, it's different than Pat trying to score 35.
It just feels like he got to score 35 in college.
You don't have to.
But it Draymond feels like he will have to.
Y'all might be tripping. We might be tripping on Draymond, too. Draymond might be able to score 30, 35.
Yeah, of course, but in college. But I'm saying, is that going to be – that's why I brought it up originally. To say a guy makes a 16 seed the favorite to win it all is to say the difference between him and the rest of college is like the difference between LeBron and the rest of the league back then.
He may not make them the favorite, but you tell me you put Draymond Green on the 16 seed, and we're seeing – we saw a 16 seed beat a 1 seed a couple years ago.
What did I say earlier? You guys were clowning me. Live. He makes them live.
He makes them live.
That wasn't the question. Right. That's what I said originally. We're not saying he made it live. Except when you say it live, then it's okay. That's my trick. Hey,
what?
Darius Slay is returning to the Eagles. Ezekiel Elliott is out with Dallas.
Yeah, that was
how big a deal
is coming.
How big a deal is any of this stuff right now? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
What?
You're
ruining the tease.
ESPN
Radio.
I did
not fill in the tease. I'm not Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.